This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Parents are reacting to the Denver School Board's decision to close seven schools. 1,100 families now have to find new schools. Ann Konoski is a parent at DCIS Baker, which will lose its high school classes. She's worried her daughter won't get as many resources at her next school.
She won't be able to get the programming that she wants.
The board cited low enrollment as the reason for the cuts, which will save the district $30 million. The owners of a funeral home in Penrose, accused of improperly storing 190 bodies, pleaded guilty Friday to corpse abuse. That's under a plea deal for Return to Nature owners John and Carrie Halford that will send them to prison for up to 20 years. Along with improperly storing bodies, the couple gave families dry concrete instead of their loved ones' ashes. A powerful storm system they call a bomb cyclone is causing trouble on the West Coast, but it won't pack the same punch in Colorado. Aisha Wilkinson is with the National Weather Service.
The same system will provide us some moisture, but it certainly won't be a cyclone by the time it comes to us.
But the storm will bring some dramatic swings in the temperature. Denver could see near record highs this afternoon, some 20 degrees above what is typical for late November. Tomorrow it is back closer to normal. Light snow could hit the high country. The Front Range might see showers by Monday, and Grand Junction has the possibility for rain early next week. For today, in western Colorado, highs are close to 60. Denver in the Springs in the 60s this afternoon.